Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz.
Wealth creation.
On today's wealth creation, you're probably thinking by now, today is like a foodie show. We started out with finding out what happens if you get food poisoning. Then we spoke about the beef deal with China. And in today's wealth creation, as we've been doing, we're trying to find alternative investments. If you were listening to the show last week, after the launch of the two-pot retirement system, there was a lot of excitement about retirement funds. And knowing that South Africans, 8% of them are actually able to retire with any significant amount of wealth, and so few of us are actually necessarily saving for retirement, we've been trying to explore different pockets of wealth creation that might be more akin to the way we spend, save, live. We spoke a little bit about Stokvels last week. I spoke to you about the business of art ahead of the F&B Art Joburg Art Fair. And today, something that's so critical in our culture, and in particular, a representation of wealth, is investing in cattle. It's not only a diversification strategy, but I think is more aligned with who we are. Three guests have joined me today in studio, and I know. Two will be speaking. My producer's like, it's two. I'm like, I do have eyes. Ayanda Majola and Kagiso Tlubatla, thank you so much for joining us today. You are the co-founders of SV Capital, who specialize in livestock investments. And I am thrilled to have you in studio and cannot wait for you to educate us all. Welcome to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. Okay, so, the first thing that I think about when I think cattle investment is risk, land, indexation, because I don't know much about it, but I might be interested in investing it. Can you give me a primer, Ayanda, a little bit of how I should see the thing?
No, definitely. The cattle investment is SV Capital's flagship product that we actually launched back in 2017. And when we started the business, I mean, we looked at it as a way of how do we create investments that everyone can relate to, but also investments that really create real value for our investors, right? And you're right, there are a few issues that come up around the cattle investment. What is the risk? How do you actually do it? And how does it actually work? And we were hoping that through the cattle investment, because a lot of us understand exactly how meat is generated, you understand exactly how you're making your money, then as an investor, you feel a lot more comfortable to participate in the cattle industry as a whole. The important thing to note is that the cattle form part of the agricultural sector. And the agricultural sector is the backbone of South Africa's economy, right? So we saw it in COVID where even when everything else stopped, agriculture continued. So if you're investing in something like that, you're investing in a sector that is the backbone of the economy, but that continues even in the tough times.
Mm. Okay, so non-discretionary, absolutely required. Just to be very clear, when you say livestock, is it focused specifically on cattle?
Correct.
Okay, so no goats.
No goats, chickens.
No, because some people will say, I'll marry you for 50 chickens. I just want to know, not me personally, but I've heard. Okay, carry on.
Would you accept 50 chickens?
I would not. 100 cattle is the down payment. Mm. Continue. Sorry, but I'm so sorry.
I think just to add on the risk part, you know, the one thing we do to mitigate against risk is we partner with some of the best farmers in the business. You know, our partner farmer has been in the business for a very long time. They've got over 80 years of experience. They're one of the largest feedlots in the country by the name of Beef Corps. So that's one of the ways that we mitigate against risk. You know, the guys are very, very experienced. And you know, they've gone through all kinds of things. You know, like, I'll give you an example. Since we started in 2017, we've gone through about 3 foot and mouth disease outbreaks,
right?
And we've still managed to deliver double digit returns to our clients. And have been able to still perform because, you know, the guys that we partner with have experience, they've dealt with those things for over 80 years, so it's nothing new to them, and they, you know, they're well prepared for these kind of outbreaks.
So let's make the diversification, the experience, a bit more tangible, Kagiso. So I buy into your fund, and about how many different farms are supplying in the portfolio of your fund, for example?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, so we have one main farmer, which is Beef Corps. And from a sourcing perspective, to give you a practical example, you know, they would source their cattle from different farmers around the country.
That's what I'm thinking.
So the farmers could be, you know, could be farmers from the Free State, could be farmers from the Northwest. They could source the cattle from auctions or source it from private farmers. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's important to note that our process, you know, we get the cattle when they still, I mean, they're about between 230 to 250 kilograms. And we then, they start then the custom feeding process, which is a,
How old is a cow that's 230 kilograms?
It's still a calf. It's actually just been weaned.
It's just been weaned.
No, I like steak. Okay, so let's go back to the investment principles here. So one of the things that is quite difficult for us when we would like to buy cattle, for example, is that each one is so costly. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you are able to allow us to buy in at a minimum of 500 rand investment, which sounds fantastic. Mm. And I imagine I don't even have to... Do I need to hold the investment for the lifetime of the cow, or is there an aggregated investment horizon, for example?
So yes, definitely there's an aggregated investment horizon. So as Kagiso alluded, there's actually a whole process behind this. Mm. So when we buy the cattle, they actually participate in something called feedlotting, which normally takes about 120 days. So that means when we look at the investment in itself, we've wrapped it in a period of about 12 months to allow an investor to invest in the herd that would be bought and sold, but also to have that investment roll over and churn over the 12 months. Mm. Also to mention, you know, the practicalities of our investment is that, you know, when investing in the cattle investment, what we've applied is we've applied the concept of fractional investing. Right. So that's how we achieve the 500 Rand minimum investment. As you mentioned, the cattle costs can be very expensive. It starts from about 10,000 Rand to about 12,000 Rand. So through that, because we apply the concept of fractionalization, we essentially collect funds from multiple investors and use that to purchase a herd of cattle. So as an investor, by doing that, you also essentially protect it because you're not invested in one cow that belongs to you, but you're rather invested in a herd where if anything were to happen to one, there's still a herd remaining that essentially protects your investment.
Yeah.
Sounds too good to be true. So hang on. you've got a short-term investment that you can invest in for 5 months with a minimum of 1,000 Rand, an expected return of 8%, which is a really strong return for 5 months.
Yeah.
We normally look at annualized returns, and you've been able to deliver about 15% over 12 months. Talk to me about, what proportion of your portfolio is investable in short term?
So, you know, from our client's perspective, a client picks whatever investment that they want. So we don't take, for example, 100 Rand and split it across different portfolios. Yes. They have the choice to pick whatever investment that they want. So with the short term investment, it's an exciting product. It's a 5 month investment. We give people the ability to participate in fact, backing SMMEs.
Okay.
So the company behind the short-term investment that actually executes the short-term investment is a company called Mulelend. And Mulelend specializes in funding SMMEs, specifically ones that are in the purchase order space. So what they would do is they typically find businesses that banks wouldn't fund because from a risk profile, maybe those businesses don't have collateral. But what they do is then they look at the purchase order issuer and they take the purchase order issuer risk. So, for example, if Eskom issued the purchase order, then they would finance that purchase order. And we raise money for that fund. And, you know, then they basically lend that money to those SMMEs, and that's how we generate the return.
So that's exceptionally exciting to me, insofar as South Africa claims that it's got a venture capital market, but doesn't really, because nobody takes on the risk. So it's nice to know that we can pool funds in order to support that.
Mm.
Now, I see you got a ring on your finger, Kagiso. Did you participate in the Ilobola Fund?
It was actually, unfortunately, the Ilobola Fund came after
exist.
I got married.
Okay, but you would have, right?
I definitely would have.
So this is particularly targeted an investor who's future in-laws are very, very, I won't say greedy, but they say their future in-laws are very particular, or they love their future partner very much, and might not necessarily have the capital at hand at this particular point. And tell me how that works and how early one would have to invest in order to really get the best gains out of the Ilobola Fund.
Yeah. So like you rightfully said, you know, the Ilobola Fund is really a truly African product because it relates to the one process that all of us go through at some point in our life, right? And when Kagiso and I had the discussion about the product, we really look to create an investment product that is relatable in the sense that we do experience certain people who go through their lives and they need to save for ilobola. Mm. Now, what we realize sometimes customaries require that physical car be used as a payment or cash be used as a payment. Mm.
Yes.
So this vehicle really, it's there to inspire gents to start saving from an early point, to inspire them to put money away so that when that time comes, you're not relying on loans to achieve ilobola, but you actually put money away to ensure that you show up with the right amount on hand.
Just to actually add, since we're coming out of Women's Month, just to add.
Should we invest as well?
Well, interesting is that at a point, we actually had more female investors in the Ilobola Fund than we had males.
Yeah. That's
at a certain point, yeah.
I do believe in not starting your marriage under pressure. So this one has a monthly minimum of 3,000 Rand for 6 months or a lump sum of 15,000 Rand with a really healthy return over 18 months of about 20%. Mm. I am disappointed. I'd like to get into Section 12J, but what I know is we will be inviting you back because this is a very exciting product and fund, actually. So if you wouldn't mind, we'll unfortunately, unfortunately, I've run a little bit over and have to cut the interview there.
Yeah.
But Ayanda Nkagiso, thank you so much for taking the time to come into studio, educating us on this. I think this is actually quite a nice addition to the portfolio as we're looking for alternative investments. It actually sounds a little bit more exciting than art.
Mm. Well, we'll wait for your investment to come through. We'll look out for it.
Indeed. You never know. Yeah. Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been listening to the co-founders of SV Capital right here in studio, Ayanda Majola and Kagiso Qubatla. Stay tuned for more right here on Kaya Biz. It's 7:03.
Gugule Tumfuphi might be away, but it's biz as usual. With Refule Molodo. Only on Kaya Biz.
Absa Corporate and Investment Banking, a Pan-African bank, is invested in your story and the vision that drives it. Absa CIB believes that every business has the potential to thrive and that behind every decision and transaction is a story of ambition and growth. Partner with Absa CIB for all the little and big moments that change the world. Absa CIB is invested in your story because your story matters. Absa CIB is an authorized FSP and a registered credit provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.